Hey, welcome. Enjoying your blended family for a fun Friday of some airtime.
Airtime?
What do I mean by airtime?
Well, I thought you were going to go into the musical number.
That comes later.
That
comes later.
Okay. Well, airtime, what he means is we're going to be talking about an old tradition. Like, when we come on these fun Fridays, we're not always just sharing with you just something completely out of the box. Sometimes it is. Mm-hmm. Something that's new. Maybe it's been created over the last couple years. Sometimes we just take it to the way back.
Way back. We're doing a throwback. Throwback Friday.
This is something that you did as a child and probably your grandparents and their grandparents did as a child, and that is flying a kite.
Oh my God. Let's go fly a kite. Up. Yeah, okay. I couldn't wait.
Time we talked about this episode,
I would sing the song.
He always
I know the whole song. I was a big Mary Poppins fan, y'all, so it was good.
Oh, it's
so,
Mary Poppins? I thought it was like it Green
is.
Day.
Oh, great. What? Oh my God, this is going to be a great episode. Y'all better stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, what's up, B-Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode.
All right, guys, welcome back. And just so you know, while y'all were listening to that intro, I was getting shamed.
It's shamed, like Green Day.
Music,
it's like,
shamed,
wait, what?
Over here.
Let's go fly a kite? How is that Green Day? But disclaimer that we were talking music a while back. Scarlett is not very versed in music. And me and the kids, one time
they were
talking.
They were connecting on a whole level that I don't get to connect on. Because
we were talking about like hard music, like heavy metal, you know, just the hard rock, just the screamo type music and the bands that we used to listen to and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Scarlett chimes in. She goes, yeah, like Green Day. And we all paused. We looked at her and was like,
I still need to have a conversation with my best friend growing up because her brother was super into all like the garage band, like super heavy rock stuff, screamo stuff. And he listened to a lot of Green Day. So I thought like, and you know, like before they get famous, what's it called? Before they get famous.
They're underground.
Underground. Kinda, yeah. Yeah. So like when they're underground and that's the music he liked. So like Green Day before they became Green Day kind of stuff. And so I thought I was like sharing a piece of like, you know, core, like important stuff and that I was going to like, it was going to apply and they were going to applaud me. Hey, we have an applaud thing. Can you applaud me?
Oh, maybe. Hold on.
Opa's laughing at me.
There you go. Get you some laughters in.
Applaud. I want applaud, not laughter.
Well, yeah, you got the applaud right there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. That good? You needed some applaud?
Yes, that's what I needed that day in the car, I got was shunned, and now it is a family joke. A
family joke that
goes hard like Green Day.
Goes hard like Green Day.
Oh, whatever. This has absolutely nothing about flying a kite.
I don't even know why we're talking about Green. Well, because you brought it up, and it's like, I mean, who doesn't know Mary Poppins? Mary Poppins was one of the classics.
I know Mary Poppins. I just don't memorize stuff very well like that.
I love Let's Go Fly a Kite. Every time I hear Fly a Kite, I sing the song in its entirety, and it is just so good. But
I think we now need to watch Mary Poppins and then have a kite day.
Let's go fly a kite. But it was so fun, and it is. It's such a traditional thing, just a thing that I think we would do as kids, and we forget about it. It's one of those things that is just not a thought to do as having fun together as a family.
Yeah, and there's so many like different, like no matter where you live, I feel like you have the ability to go fly a kite. Now, we don't recommend flying a kite where there's a whole bunch of trees, obviously.
Or power lines. Do not fly a kite near power lines. Just a disclaimer, if you've never flown a kite before, look in the air and make sure you're not near power lines.
I mean, we've lost a lot of kites to some trees. Yeah. And some power lines.
Tree, not to power lines, but to trees. No.
I have.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You don't get electrocuted. It just flies away and just...
Okay, no trees, no power lines. Funny story, though, when I was at a trailer, when I was
you're,
at a trailer.
You were at a
when
trailer.
I was at a trailer, back when I was a kid growing up, we had the power line that dipped really low. I didn't know as a kid that that was not a good thing, and I would swing on it, y'all. I would like... It was so bad. Like,
and then he became an electrician.
I became an electrician for so many years after that and think back to that day and it's like, how am I still here? I don't even get it. So yeah, anyway, man, we are getting so off topic.
I mean, you called it when I said
kite.
Green Day that this was going to be an interesting episode.
It's like, man, but yeah, fly a kite, not near trees, not near power lines.
And listen to Green Day. And it goes hard.
Green Day goes hard. So there you go. You got the
podcast,
mix.
That's all you got.
You got the mix. But yeah, now really some of the best places to, you know, just thinking about it, it's like, you know,
we couldn't. I really wish I could sing.
No, you did good. Hold on. Where's the applause?
No, that's laughing.
Laugh. I'm sorry.
Stop.
I'm sorry. Here we go. There's some laugh. There you go. You got that. You did good. Good job. But like our house, you can't really fly our house in the middle of... Oh, this is going to be terrible. Just so many songs. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that y'all had to listen to this episode. It's
if
really
you
bad.
Are feeling so
if you're,
ADHD
if you're
right now,
making it through this episode, congratulations. But now, like our house, we can't fly a kite really here, you know, so we got to go somewhere. Normally flying kite, you need some space, but you know, parks are great as long as you can get into like an open field or something in a park. We are fortunate enough to live near a beach. Beaches are real good for flying kites because you do have a lot of wind off the ocean and stuff like that. So, you know, those are good. Maybe you live around a lake or something like that. You know, those are always great places. But really, any park or anything like that is just a good place to go fly a kite.
Yeah, and it's like if you're already going, like you have a beach day planned or the hanging out by the lake for a holiday or something, especially with summer is right here and you're already going somewhere, like flying a kite is just a great addition to add to that. Like most, you can get kites as cheap as a dollar from the dollar store, or you can buy some nice fancy kites that cost in the hundreds. Like, so you have that option, but those you usually can reuse. Usually the ones from the dollar store don't make it back from the trip.
It's a one fly done. Yes. One fly done, but then you don't have to carry and store it too. So, I mean, I guess there's advantages.
It's
but then,
$1 of fun for the time that you have.
But then there's more waste and you know, and all that too. So, I mean, you weigh the cost. What do you want? What are you looking for? For our family, we bought a lot of dollar kites. Mm-hmm. But what's kind of really cool about this is it meets all ages. I mean, you can sit there and have fun with your young kids, teaching them how to fly a kite. What does that even look like? And maybe you're inexperienced too, and you're all trying to figure it out. YouTube it. You know,
everything's on
YouTube. Everything's on YouTube. But, you know, it is something that's fun for the kids. They're like, I'm telling you, you get a kite up in the air, and your little kids are like, oh, my God, it's so high. That's so amazing. You're so cool, Dad. So, you know.
Yeah, you get higher and higher and higher and higher and higher, and you're like, it's a little speck up there.
Yeah.
But even the best part is that, like, when they have to, like, get it off the ground.
Yeah,
and it's the struggle, and that's where the memories are made.
Yeah.
Because you're laughing so hard that you want to pee yourself because – they're running and it's like boom, 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 hitting the ground. It's just the best.
It's good picture moments too, pictures and video moments.
Yeah. I mean, I am easily entertained and watching a kid attempt, it's like watching a kid try to learn to ride a bike, but watching a kid learning to fly a kite is very entertaining.
But it doesn't just meet the younger kids. it also teenagers. You've even taken our teenagers out before too. You know, we've had teenage experiences to where if they get into it, they like it. They have fun with it.
And it's really nothing I would have tried with the teenagers. We hadn't flown kites in years, and except for Susan, our oldest, who owns a kite and has it in her beach bag because it is something she does on a regular occurrence. So to me, I just find that so funny. She's your like typical like girly girl, I guess. I don't know. And plans ahead and all that. And that's not me or most of the other children in our home, but I wouldn't plan that. Like I wouldn't, but we have this date bucket. Shout out to the DIY date jar that we have created that you can get for your family too.
Hey.
That was like a,
hey, the shameless plug.
Shameless plug right there.
Yeah.
But we had our date jar, and Riley's younger brother comes and stays with us during the summer. He's not a relation to us, but he lives in another state. And so he usually comes and spends the summer with us so that Riley can have some like quality time with her brother. And so we try to find different things to do. So we were drawing sticks out of the date night jar, and we drew out flying a kite. And I wouldn't even typically invite the other kids because they're all in their older teenage years or early 20s at this point when we just did this last summer. But I just threw it out there. Hey, y'all want to go fly a kite? And they all said yes. I was shocked. Not only did they say yes, like our youngest invited her boyfriend along as well. And so we just ran down to the dollar store. We bought a bunch of kites that went along with the theme that, because, you know, they have so many of the different like characters on there. So we each got a different kite, grabbed some snacks and loaded up and went out to the beach and we flew kites and we enjoyed it.
Hey, B-Fam, we'll be back in just a minute. Check this out. Have you joined our Enjoying Your Blended Family email group yet? It's a free thing to be a part of. This is another great way for us to stay connected. We send out an email once a week that is blended family specific. We share all kinds of encouragement and keep you informed with anything that's coming up. You'll be one of the first ones to know. It's a great family community to be a part of. But when you join our group, we want to give you our new free This or That blended family game. Well, we added two more bonus games, so really you're getting three games you can play with your family. These games are easy and fun, but they can also help you discover things that you have in common with each other. It can open up fun conversations and really just give you ideas for planning fun things to do in the future with your family. We truly believe that the more fun you have together, the less problems you can see. So join our Enjoying Your Blended Family group today and get your free copy of our new This or That Blended Family games. The link is in the show notes, so see you there. Now back to this episode.
Yeah, it's just one of those fun things that you don't think about. You know, it's just kind of fly a kite. What? Oh yeah, I think I remember doing that once when I was a kid. You know, yeah. So it is such a cool thing, and I, you know, even being an adult, I think you kind of relive some of your youth when you're doing it, and you don't think you're going to enjoy it until you get out there and do it. And it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. All right, this is fun.
Once it's up in the sky, though, it's kind of like fishing. It gets a little boring when you're just standing there. So you got to like find that perfect mix of where you still have to maneuver it. It needs you. You know, you don't want your kite self-sufficient.
It needs you. You know, you need your kite to
need you so that it doesn't fly away. There's like a whole analogy in that,
fly
I'm sure.
Away, oh, glory. Oh, well. Fly away. We're trying to see how many songs we can get into this. So y'all keep counting. Let us know. But yeah, it is. And even if we were talking about this, as we were preparing, and you were talking about a DIY kite. Mm. So tell us a little bit more about a DIY kite if you don't want to spend any money.
Yeah, if you don't want to spend any money, or maybe say you have like all the cousins and there are the nieces and nephews and everything coming over for a holiday, or maybe you're a teacher like I was. And in the beginning of my teaching years when I was still dumb, I'm smarter now, but I would have like 15 4-year-olds and I thought flying a kite would be a great experience for them because we were doing the spring theme and why not get some kites and have them fly them. If you've ever tried to build 15 kites for 4 and 5-year-olds while they're waiting on you and then giving them their flight or their kite and they're all just tangled up in each other. It's a nightmare. It's like one of those, you're like, I wish I could rewind time and give myself some advice here and say, you're being really dumb. This is not a good idea. But I learned over the years that that wasn't the smartest way to do it. And I started coming up with, not only was it cheaper, but it was a lot more manageable. And it would also go into our recycling theme, which we would take the grocery bags. Your Kroger's, your Walmart's, your wherever you shop from, where you get your groceries in, those plastic bags that are stored up in your house. We would get those bags, we would give it to the kids, and just buy a bunch of like the sticker packets. And you let them put their stickers on there, and then you just take some yarn or ribbons of some sort, you tie the two handles together, and you make a string long enough that's manageable for a four-year-old or whatever age that you were working with. And you just go out and they're learning about the wind. They're learning about the weather. They're learning and getting exercise and just the whole concept of what makes a kite stay up. And it's adorable to watch a bunch of kids running around with a trash bag attached to them.
They're so cute. Until they fly away and they get caught everywhere. It's like, wait, what?
You got to tell the bag bird story before we wrap this up. One more story to get off topic here.
Okay. Yeah. So my daughter, whenever she was really young, me and her were leaving a store, and in one of the medians was a tree, and in that tree was a plastic bag, and she didn't know what it was. She looked over there and she goes, Dad, what's that in the tree? I said, oh, it's a bag bird. She was like, what? And I said, it's a bag bird. I said, that's where bag birds, they build their nests and everything in the trees. And she was like, oh, okay. So, that was the end of the conversation. Then it wasn't until years later, she always called those bag birds. Until later on, she realized that they were just like a Walmart bag stuck in a tree.
They got lost in a tree. But
the funny story is she brought it up to some of the kids at school, and she was like, oh, that's a bag bird. They're like, what? And so that's where she got the revelation. And so, yeah, today I'm the terrible dad, but we still joke about that today. Anytime we see a plastic bag in a tree, it's like, hey, there's a bag bird.
And I'll say your life will forever be changed, because I was not in the picture when this story took place, but I was, they shared the story with me like later down the line. And every time I see a bag in a tree, I'm like, hey, it's a bag bird. Every time after they shared the story, I see one, I would take a picture or a video and I'd send it to Riley. Oh, look, I saw a bag bird today. And it's just something that was ongoing. So now every time you see a bag
in a tree,
it was probably from someone like me that was
flying a kite and it turned into a bag bird.
Don't litter. Don't litter.
The moral of the story, don't litter.
Keep your bags. Pick them up.
But flying a kite, back to, see how we segued back into that. Yeah. Flying a kite, though, did you even know that there's competition? There's competition for everything.
I didn't know that until recently, but they started holding, like, events and stuff.
That's crazy. So if you, like, really get into flying a kite, there is competitions for you to enter. Or if you just want to go watch the competitions, then you can go watch other people and their kite flying expertise and be like, wow. That's cool.
It's really beautiful, too, to go out and see, like, when they're having one of these events and just plan a day to go out and see. And you just sit and watch, and the sky is filled with so many colors.
And normally, they're going to be doing the more expensive kites, so they're going to have more
I'm going to show up with my Dollar Tree kite.
Can I enter the competition?
I'm here to enter this competition.
It's still, like, in the wrapper and everything, and you haven't even taken it out yet. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe try that and see. Take pictures, those'd be fun. So, but yeah, it's really, flying a kite is just one of those things that you don't think about. So maybe this ending spring, getting close to summertime, you're saying, hey, let's go fly a kite. Let's
go fly a kite
up
to the highest height. Don't know the rest.
So sad.
So watch Mary Poppins. That's Green Day, y'all. I'm going to have to do a movie-themed date, because I haven't made one of those in a while. I need to get back on that. I need to do a movie-themed date. We're going to do Mary Poppins,
okay,
and we're going to fly some kites.
Fly some kites.
Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
And we're going to have a spoonful of sugar. I know that part.
To make the medicine go down, to help the medicine go down.
Yeah.
In the most delightful way.
I like it. And then so, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I know that.
Yeah, there you go.
And there's a chimney sweep.
Chimney sweep. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, true.
Yeah. Yeah, so we should just do a musical.
Well, I mean, this has turned into a musical, y'all. I mean, we went from flying a kite into a musical and throwing a little Green Day in there. You have gotten a full-flavored podcast mix.
Your life right will never be the same.
With a bag bird. On in a tree. So there it is. So love you guys. Go fly a kite. Make that a fun thing that you and your family can do. You know, that's just another thing to add to maybe one of those weekend events. It's like, hey, kids, let's go fly a kite. And I guarantee they'll be like, yes. Or they may say, what is that? And then you expose them and y'all have a lot there of laughs. So there it is. Listen, love you guys. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.